Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Big day coming up on Tuesday in the East China School District. They have a ballot request. Voters in the East China School District will be asked to renew the current sinking fund levy. Joining us right now to talk more about the importance of this, the superintendent of East China Schools, Suzanne Cibula. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on today.
Well, and I appreciate you joining us. Tuesday is the election day. Tell us a little bit more about what it is that voters are being asked to do.
Sure. So on Tuesday, on May 3rd, East China School District is requesting that their current sinking fund that was established in 2005 be renewed for an additional 10 years. The sinking fund is levied at 0.3992 mils, which is a renewal. It is not a tax increase. We're just continuing on with the sinking fund, like I said, that's been in place from 2005.
And this is a 10-year request, basically asking for things to stay as they have been. Why is this so important for the school district?
The sinking fund is extremely important for East China School District because it protects our general fund dollars, the dollars that we receive from the state of Michigan each year to build our budget and fund our classrooms. Is unknown year to year. Some years the state will give us a flat state foundation allowance, so we're working with the same dollars we were previous years. Sometimes there's a increase and sometimes there's a decrease, and we never know what that's going to be until the state budget comes out, which is in October. Our budgets are due by the end of June. So it's really important for us to be able to know that sinking fund dollars are available for any emergencies or repairs that come up in our district. In East China School District, we're a large district with 12 different separate buildings and facilities that need to be maintained. And anytime there is a repair that needs to occur, many times it's expensive. We have water main breaks or catch basin repairs or roof repairs that need to occur. And with all of those, they're sinking fund eligible expenses, which then allows us to use our sinking fund dollars and not have to use the dollars that are allocated to us from the state of Michigan to fund our classrooms.
And, of course, state spending on schools is, I guess, maybe erratic is not the right word, but it goes up and down. It looks like a good year coming up right now, but, you know, over the course of 10 years, you could see things a little bit different at some point in the future.
Yes, it's very volatile. This year is an election year, so we're expecting a little bump in the foundation allowance or the money we receive. But it was just a short few years ago that we were looking at significant cuts, up to $650 per student. And so when that happens, it's a great hardship for districts to plan a budget. And knowing that we have the security of this sinking fund in place allows us to budget every dollar we get into the classroom. And then if a repair needs to happen, we can use our sinking fund dollars. And I just want to make mention that these sinking fund, like all school funds, are annually audited. We're not allowed to use the funds for anything other than the purposes that are sinking fund eligible. So we're held to those high standards with this money, and I think that's important for voters to know.
It is a levy of 0.3992 mils. What does that translate to in dollars for the average homeowner in the East China School District?
In real dollars, that means what we're paying right now, which is we're asking for a renewal, so it would stay the same, on a house that has a market value of $100,000. So if you can sell your house for $100,000, the sinking fund cost to the taxpayer is $20 a year. So if your house can sell for $200,000, the annual cost is $40 a year.
And the current the current levy expires, I believe, in July. Is that right?
Yes, June 30th. So July 1, we can no longer collect on the current sinking fund levy. That is why it is on the May 3rd ballot. That was in our long-term planning that this would need to be renewed at this time. So, yes, that's why we're looking forward to Tuesday, May 3rd.
Yeah, next Tuesday already. Here we are almost to the month of May, almost to the end of the school year. How's everything going in East China these days?
It's really great. We were just talking yesterday on with my administrative team that, you know, we started this school year with masks and contact tracing and quarantines, and we've kind of ridden the ups and downs, and we're at a point now where, you know, we're, I don't want to say back to normal, but really headed in that direction and looking forward to the end of the year festivities with graduations and field days. And then again, already starting to plan for next school year. So it's been quite a ride, but we are thrilled to be moving in a direction that feels more normal with a lot of activities for students and staff and families.
Yeah, I think that's how we all feel as we move into spring and summer. Suzanne, thanks for the explanation. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.